All right, everybody, welcome to Sibling Banter. This is our first episode, and we'd like to start off by telling everybody exactly why we're doing this and the purpose of it. So, I don't know, sis, do you want to talk about it, or should I?
Why don't you go ahead and talk about it, because mine's more like a psychological issue.
Well, we're probably going to start peeling off scabs in this podcast that is going to bring up some old hurt, and maybe we can laugh a lot about some of that and help each other get through these weird and challenging times that we live in. So I guess we wanted to do this podcast to really just talk about some of the things that either of us are dealing with in our lives. Or the things that we relate to the most, our experiences, poke a little bit of fun at what we go through, poke a little bit of fun at the world, hopefully not poke the world too hard that we start getting hate mail, but, maybe just expose a little bit of perception out there for how we feel about what's going on and bring some humor to maybe some topics that need to be laughed at just a little bit more than what they're being laughed at right now. So, really this all started with you, because you wanted to start writing about some of these topics. And
yes.
So maybe help us understand a little bit more about that. Why?
Oh my goodness. So I went through a really bad breakup.
There's that psychological we were talking about, right?
So anyway, so my friend Prasad, my son, as she started this, he told me that I needed to find a hobby. See, this is why we're not supposed to record this.
This is exactly why we're doing it. It's real.
So anyway, so my son told me I needed to find a hobby and something that was not involved with the gym. So I was talking to my friend and he advised that I needed to do something to get out my head, because I'm always talking all the time and I'm rambling on and on and on and on. I'm just talking. He's like, and I said, well, I used to love to write. I mean, I write in my journal every week, but he suggested, well, why don't you write stories or something? And I said, well, maybe I'll just write about the world, because the world's really pissing me off right now. Everything. I don't agree with a lot of things going on in the world, and I have so much to say on my mind. And so he suggested that I do a blog. And so here I am. And I've only written one blog so far. I'm in the process of writing more. But then this what started you and I doing this podcast is I can do the serious part of writing, and then we can we can laugh about it on the other side.
So I guess I owe you an apology for wanting to start this podcast, because if your friend thinks you ramble on and you just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and now we're going to make you talk some more, was that the right move?
No, I think he needed a break from me talking his ear off. I mean, poor guy. I talk to him so much every single day that I think he feels so sorry for me that he needs a break.
It was him basically saying, dude, you need to go somewhere else and vent. I'm tired of hearing about your sob stories.
And he was telling me I needed to meditate and needed to do yoga. I'm like, dude, I'm not a monk like you. Teach me how to put my fingers together and meditate. And I'm like, okay, I just want to talk about it. I don't want to meditate it off.
Wow.
I don't. So, yeah.
So I guess here we are then. And you're the genius behind the topics of these podcasts. So I think we get that out in the open right now. There's no way I could come up with these topics that you've come up with. So, our topic for today is a pretty, I don't know, I think it's kind of edgy, but not, but it's definitely something that is crazy in the world right now for a lot of people. So today we're going to focus in on dating in this crazy, messed up world versus being married in this crazy, messed up world And if you're married, you're trying your hardest not to be the person that has to date again. So,
so lucky for all the married people out there.
Well, I think there's some truth behind that, but then there's some challenges with being married too in these times, right? Yeah. And we're going to dig into that. We're going to dig into the challenges on both sides. And I think we want to uncover some of the humorous things that are on both sides. We might shed some tears on both sides, but it's going to be fun. So
I've already done that already.
I know, like 3 seconds into it, you're like bawling like a baby. And I'm like, wow, I'm not getting paid by the hour right now. I shouldn't be listening to these tears.
Issues. Oh. You're my hour therapist on Sundays now. Right.
Oh, that's funny. I've never been referred to as a therapist. I usually don't help people with problems. I make them feel worse. Here we go. You signed up for this with me. So, well, here's what we should start off with, because you know, we should get kind of a glimpse of what it's like to date in the world mm-hmm. right now. So tell me, what is it like to be single in the world as of today?
It's horrible. You have to either swipe right or left. You have to have a filter picture, which just drives me absolutely nuts.
Oh, we
butterflies around the head.
We have to dig into the filter pictures, because I'm curious about this.
I can't stand it.
So let me ask you, do you think if you have a filter picture that you are catfishing? Do you understand what catfishing is?
Yeah. Like, personally, yeah, because the filter picture always makes you look so much prettier than your actual picture. So what are you hiding behind that filter picture? Would you think that when we meet up for coffee that I'm going to be like, oh, baby, let's put the filter on your face before we have our drink of coffee? Like, really?
I got to look at you through my camera lens.
Because clearly.
Dang, you are hot.
I mean, what is the point of a filter? Because you're going to eventually meet in person and you're not going to look like that filter. So why are you putting a filter up there? It drives me absolutely nuts.
So what's the drive of having to have a filter? Like, nobody will look at you if you don't have a filter?
Probably not, because that's the first thing is on some of these dating apps, you have to either look at the picture first before you can look at the profile. And so they're wanting that good glimpse so that if you say yes, then you can see the rest of the information.
So here's what I'm just going to give you some unsolicited advice, I think, for this filter thing. I think what you should do is you should dig deep into your filters and find the one that gives you a 5 o'clock shadow. And put that up there.
Straight out of
the circus. I used to have a beard and now I've shaved it. It was glorious. Like, you should just start putting up some really random weird filters because you know what? Quite frankly, if we're selling what we look like and not selling who we are,
mm-hmm.
then it's a false presentation of what you're going to get long term, right? Like,
exactly.
The way I look now is not the way I looked when my wife fell in love with me.
That's true. You definitely were so much good looking. Better when you were
absolutely. I had hair. I was like 900 pounds lighter. I look like I ate four of me from when she first met me. And she's still madly in love with me. So why? It's, you know, like, I think, you know, the world has gone to being so vain and stuck on looks and not looking at.
And no spiritual connection. You need that spiritual connection with your partner, and it's not there no more. It's more, ooh, let's have sex and let's not worry about connecting on that spiritual level. And it's sad. It's not the same anymore.
Well, we've confused intimacy with sex, right? And intimacy is not always sex. It's intimacy is being able to hold somebody's hand through mm-hmm. the park as you're walking. And you know what I mean? And that can be lost. That can be lost in marriages too. Like, and I think when we look at failed dating, the same reasons why we're failing at dating are the same reasons why marriages are failing as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
And
not the same. It's funny how you compare from the 1950s, you know, when they marriage was meant.
I'll go back to the 1950s because sleeping in two twin beds that are like 4 feet apart is not my.
And then slide them together.
Hey, it's gonna be a fun night. Let's put these beds together. Like, how many times you got to move the furniture when you're in the 50s? You know what I mean? Like,
and I bet they weren't fat back then either because they were doing all that working out to move the beds together.
They weren't fat because in the 50s, McDonald's wasn't as highly present on the corners. You know? I mean,
food
didn't exist really in the 50s. You know, it was a different time then too, right? Women were yes women. They didn't stand up for themselves. And we're going down a road here on this topic that's really risky.
I am a yes woman. I'm a yes woman, and it's so bad. I am.
So,
I think that's probably why I'm still single. I'm too nice. So,
maybe it's you're too nice or you're too afraid of chasing them away, right?
Maybe, but I definitely am an old-fashioned yes woman.
But I think you've grown a little bit past that. Like, you've become a lot more independent in the last few years, living the way you've been living and saying, look, I need to find me first before I find anybody else.
True.
And but you know, also I can't imagine going in a world where your first date is through text message, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or swiping left and swiping right. Like, I don't know. If I had to put up like a profile picture now and have to date in this world, like I would probably put up a false picture and I would probably, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't know how to date.
But you're not an ugly guy. You're not. You might have no hair, but a lot of women like the bald head.
I'm an ugly guy from the shoulders up.
Oh my God. Your personality and your humor is very sexy to women. Women like to laugh.
You can't, you know? You can't see that personality in the picture.
Okay, maybe that's why I'm so attracted to so many different types of men, is that I'm looking for that funny personality because I need somebody who can laugh with me.
Okay.
And if they're not funny,
that's what I got to dig into here as well, because that's one of my questions I had for you. What are the instant turn-ons when you're looking at it? Like, when you're walking through a profile and you're like, I'm going to swipe right on this dude. Like, do I have that right? You swipe right, you're keeping them. You swipe left, you're ditching them. Or is it opposite? Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's on Tinder. I don't know. I think it, let me see, right, left. I don't know. Or there's like an X or a check mark. I don't know. I stopped being on a dating website for a while now because I'm just done. It's too much.
Wait, yeah.
I remember.
In Nebraska, you're probably on farmersonly.com, right? I'm just kidding. There's the poke.
Thanks.
Okay, we got to go back to the original question. I'm going to come back to what sites do you use? Like, how are you finding people to even build a connection with?
Oh, geez. I don't know. So, okay. So my attractions with a man is they have to literally have an intellectual conversation with me. Like, they have to intellectually stimulate me, because if they don't, like, if they can, hi, how are you? Nothing else. They don't want to ask me questions. They don't want to like talk, get to know each other, or like they talk slang. Like, oh my gosh, it's a huge turnoff. I'm a business owner. I own my own company. I need someone who is smart and driven and not like, I don't need a dumb man. I need a man that's can carry on a conversation with me. Yes, I do have my naive blonde moments, but
Well, we all do.
Yeah, but I need someone who can actually carry on a conversation and ask questions, like ask me questions, not be like, what are you wearing? I don't want to know that. Like, that's not the kind of questions I want. I want to know, like, what are your motivations? Like, what are your goals? What are your five love languages? Like, I want to know the person. I want to build that spiritual connection with them. And if I can't get there, I don't want nothing to do with you. Like, if it's, I don't know. So it's not really about the looks for me. It's more the personality, and they have to laugh. And if they can't crack jokes, they're not going to work in my life, and they're not going to work in my family circle either, or my friend circle, because we all like to joke around with each other.
Yeah, so that's true. Like, the guy that you end up with is going to have to hang, because we are ruthless when we're together.
Yes, right? Exactly. And yeah. Unfortunately, my ex-husband didn't like my family. Why? Because we were too obnoxious and too carefree and funny.
Don't worry. So. None of your family liked your ex-husband either. We wanted to take that guy hunting a lot.
Yeah. Why didn't you ever take him hunting?
Man. Because he was a chicken. He didn't want to go with us.
He knew all those brothers I have. He knew. He knew.
He knew. Was happen. He knew. He knew. Yep. Well, and he knew that he was on thin ice with all of us, because he was about 3 throat punches away from being knocked out. Like, yeah, that man, whole different topic, right? So we're off track now. But, you know, I like going back to the, hey, what are you wearing comment that you made earlier. Like, you should take those opportunities and have some fun with those D-bags.
I do sometimes. Sometimes, like, when I find the guy really annoying, mm-hmm. I will just come back with the most smart, like, smarty pants comment.
Give me an example of some of those smarty pants comments that you made.
So they'd be like, what are you wearing? I'll be like, I'm wearing clothes, or I'm wearing a lettuce wrap around my head. I don't know, like something stupid, like something so dumb that doesn't make sense, because they're trying to get to the point to have a sexual conversation with me. And I'm like, dude, that's not going to go there with me.
You should respond like, I'm wearing the skin of my ex-husband. Rubs lotion on its body.
And I'd be like, you don't look, I look at the lambs.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm wearing a garbage bag with Smarties wrappers all over. Like, I'm wearing my sexiest outfit that I have. I've got some sweatpants on and a sweatshirt with a pizza stain on the front of it. Who doesn't love a pizza stained sweatshirt?
So yeah. Sexy.
Oh, it's totally sexy. Paint, like, I don't know. I guess dudes don't get those questions when they date. You know, girls aren't like, hey, what are you wearing? Wife beater and some cut-off jeans.
And a gold loose chain around my neck.
Right? Yo, what's up, bro? Like, yeah.
No, it's not bro. It's bra.
Bra.
It's what's up, bra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we talked about we talked about the turnoffs, like the, you know, not being intellectual, and then I guess here's a question, because it's just keep popping in my head here, and I have to ask it.
Oh no, I'm scared.
So what do you think the turnoffs for guys are in the dating world with women?
I don't know. Are we talking about a good man or a bad man?
I don't know. I guess who's in the dating world? Because are there any good men in the dating world right now?
I don't know. You know, I honestly don't think good men exist anymore. Either they're single and they don't want to date because they know there's nothing good out there anymore, or they're smart and just staying. I don't know. Or they're all married. Who knows? But
or they're just petrified because
I don't know.
Maybe they're petrified because their moms told them, you need to find yourself a nice young lady that's going to say yes to everything. Just like I did for your father. I cook him meals. I wash his clothes. I clean the house. I do everything he's asking us to do. That is exactly what you need. And you won't settle for anything less, right?
Gosh, maybe I'm dating in the wrong era, because that's... my problem.
There you go. You need to find yourself a 65-year-old retired business person, I guess, who's living on the golf course. Get yourself a sugar daddy. That's what you need.
Yeah, not happening.
And like an old 80s sugar daddy that's like in a nursing home but still needs love. Because I think that's where all the good guys are. I don't know. I think they exist, but
I think they do exist. I mean, I do know several guys that I know that are single and good men, but they are certainly not wanting to date. And I get it. Like, I get it.
It's tough.
So I don't know. I think personally for a good man, I think a turnoff would be a woman who's dressing very slutty and trashy. I mean, a woman who's wanting to show her goodies up front. Why would they want something like that if they're looking for something serious? You know, they don't want their woman showing off their everything to other men to look at. But at the same time, like for me, I'm kind of running into the issue of I have children and I have grandbabies, and either men think supposedly that I'm a scammer because I'm a grandma, and that apparently I'm not allowed to have grandbabies at age 39, or it's the opposite of because I will not have sex. And they don't see why they should be wasting their time talking to me just because I won't put out. So unfortunately, it's one of those things I'm running into is dating's hard for me because maybe my standards are way above their standards, or it's because they see me as somebody complicated because I have children and grandbabies and that they don't want that. So well,
and that can be scary to people, right? Like, I'm sure it's scary to
cute. How can you not resist
they are. Your grandbabies are really cute, but it's scary for a dude to hear I'm 39 and I'm a grandma. Right? It's because it's not common. It's not very common. There's not many 39-year-olds out there that say actually, and if we're gonna be honest, most 39-year-olds are just starting their life. Right?
That's true.
And you're kind of at 39, you've matured through your life and you're at the age of like, oh, I'm grandma and I'm already looking for retirement because I'm a grandma.
No, that's how I felt when my son told me that he was going to make me a grandma before I was 40. The first time he told me they were having a baby. And then the second time, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm not even 40 yet.
Well, and maybe that's a different subject for a different podcast, but we got to teach that boy about birth control.
They're good. They're set. They're done.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, goodness. Oh. So I'm just curious, you know, I know you keep asking me questions, but what do you find as the rewards for being married? And the struggles, because, you know, obviously I can't base off my marriage because my marriage was not good. It wasn't.
Your marriage totally sucked.
Yeah. It was horrible. So I don't even know what the rewards were because I only saw struggles in my marriage. So I'm just curious, what do you see?
So let's start with the rewards. Okay. Cause I think the rewards outweigh the struggle when you find that right person. The rewards are, I get somebody that I can annoy every single day and she's not going to leave me. I don't have to worry about her walking out when I act like an idiot. And that happens quite frequently. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think because we're so far into our marriage, what, 16 years now that we've been married.
That's awesome.
I can't say that she enjoys my stupidity, but I think I laugh a lot with her, right? Because of some of the stupid things that I do and I say. Mm-hmm. Another reward is I'm not having to swipe left and swipe right. Right. But I do have to date my wife. I'm still mm-hmm. courting. I'm still dating. I'm still,
that's a forever thing.
I still try to impress her.
Right.
Just in different ways. Like I impress her now with, oh, honey, I don't weigh 255 pounds. I weigh 254 today. Yes. Like I try to impress her. Like, did you see me eat that whole pizza?
That's sexy, babe. That's so sexy.
She's like, oh, that pizza stain on your sweatshirt is hot. I think the reward is you have the constant companionship. I have a teammate in my corner. Mm-hmm. I'm not raising my five kids by myself. That's a definite reward. I watch, you know, people like you, like, and I have such admiration for what you do as a mom because you're filling the role of mom and dad, mm-hmm. and doing a stellar job at it.
Are you sure? But sometimes I question that.
I look at your kids and go, man, that's impressive what they're doing, right? They're goal driven. They're smart. Yeah. They're fun to be around. They're good citizens. Yeah. You know, and I think some of the struggles being married are parenting. My wife's views of parenting are different than my views sometimes, right? Yeah. We try to get on the same page, but I'm like the hammer. My kids do something wrong, I'm pulling out the frying pan and thump right in the forehead. And she's like, no, you got to have a little bit of love. And I'm like, love went out the door when the kid broke the TV. Like, you know, it's just, it's different. Like, contrast, motherly instinct is different than fatherly instinct. And so we battle sometimes when we try to parent our kids together. And it requires a lot more effort on my part to be more compromising. Is that the right word? Compromising. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that can be used negatively and positively, right? So
I hope so. Yeah.
But yeah, like I compromise more now, or try to compromise more now. I think she would tell you that I probably get my way most of the time because I act like a 2-year-old if I don't. But
that is true. You have true. Bad tantrums.
I do. They're not tantrums anymore. We've turned them into mantrums, complete mantrums.
Yeah, we've seen your mantrums before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your ones in Walmart.
another YouTube video that we need to find and post somewhere. Now the struggles of married life is, I don't know. That's a tough one. Like, I mean, trying to please one another. And like for me, sometimes I have to read my wife's mind because she's not always, you women are very, very complicated. Super complicated.
Where the spiritual connection comes into play, though. See?
I get the spiritual connection, and I feel like I have that with my wife. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes I feel like you get that spiritual connection, and then oh, there's another switch you got to figure out how to turn on. Oh, here's another one you got to figure out how to turn on. Oh, like we know that you had the schematics for this particular system before, but now we've changed the schematics and added a few more switchboards you got to figure out. Like it. And I'm not in the same way.
We're not that complicated.
Really?
Okay. No, we're easy. You guys are complicated.
Let's dissect that, okay? You ask a woman what she's thinking, she's going to unload a bunch of stuff on you, right? As long as she's being open. You ask a man what he's thinking, it's what time is lunch and when are we going to get into bed, right? Like, that's, men are simple. It's very like, I'm hungry. And I'm feeling kind of frisky.
So basically, you're just a boring old robot. That's all it is.
No, we're just simple. Like, there's not much that we need.
I say
that, but then I know I'm more complicated than that. Like,
see.
You didn't. I'm looking at your body language. I can see what you're doing. You're upset. Let's dig into that. Come on. I can read your body. I'm such a diva in our marriage. I really am. It's not cute. It's not cute. We'll have like a conversation and I'll like watch her body language. And if she does one little thing that I'm like, that wasn't normal. Like I'm like dissecting. I think I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, actually.
I don't know. Oh, that is scary. Well, I'm not going to say that in this podcast, but yes, maybe you are a woman. Maybe
I'm a woman trapped. Yep, there's some things from my youth that could come back and haunt me. I may or may not have been forced to dress up like a woman by my sister.
or wanting to drive by Quincy's in Grand Junction and say, hey boys.
Guys, how you doing? How about the time that you dressed me up like a girl and we fooled Dad into thinking that I was your best friend? I was the ugliest girl he'd ever seen.
Oh gosh.
I wonder if he ever just felt like, oh my gosh, my son is going to be a cross dresser now for the rest of his life. Like,
oh, poor Dad. He's rolling in his grave right now.
He would be rolling in his grave right now. Yeah, I don't know. I the struggles of dating and the struggles of being married, I think are very similar. Like we're just trying to please and trying to meet expectations of one another. And sometimes like my expectations are too high and unrealistic, and sometimes her expectations are too high and unrealistic, and then we have to come back to reality and figure out, okay, like,
Yeah.
that's unrealistic, right?
That's the whole point of the whole marriage is you still got to compromise, and I
Yeah.
mean, you can't be perfect all the time.
Well, I am perfect all the time.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you see, that's a small detail. Really, babe, the only reason we've been married 16 years is because I'm so awesome. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Jeez, and that just kind of rolls into my next question. Is because you being so perfect, is that what annoys her? Like, is that one of your annoyances that she
Yeah,
cannot handle
she's so annoyed that because I'm perfect all the time. She's like, "Oh, you are just, it's too hard to be around you because you're so perfect. Like, I just can't even compare to you." No. She gets, I'll tell you what she gets annoyed at. Oh my gosh. I have a few things that I like to do, and I don't know why I do them, but when we're sleeping, I like to cuddle. She's not a cuddler. She likes to have her space in the bed, but I'm like, let me, I have to be touching you all the time, right? I'm very affectionate,
That's
very,
your love language. Is that your
it
first love
is,
language?
first love
Yeah.
language is physical touch, right?
Yeah.
So I'll like put my hand on her and I'll like rub her back or rub her arms, and I'm just like, just touching her.
You're just trying to get frisky. That's what you were trying
No,
to
it has
do.
nothing to do with any sexual desire or anything like that. It's literally just I want to touch you. But
Touch
then when
you.
I touch her, I'm this is where she gets so upset with me. I don't know why I do it, but I'll start like squeezing her and like kneading her like a bread
Like
dough.
a
Like a cat. Yeah. I don't know. And I'm like in my sleep doing it. And she's like, knock it off. Or I love to, like, I can tell when she's really having an annoying day with me. And then I like to push her even further over the edge. And so I'll just like poke her and, antagonize her and
And you
she
do this
hates
all night
that.
long? You do
No,
it all night long?
not all night. Like just,
Oh,
just until she hits me and then I stop.
So pretty much all night long, basically, until she hits
She
you.
hits me pretty quick. She's gotten fast. Yeah. I get bruises and scars from my wife now. She stands her
Oh,
ground. Yeah.
poor baby.
Luckily this is a podcast and I can't show you the proof of all the scars she's given me, but what other things I do to annoy her? I'm loud. I am
Yes,
like
you
I'm
are.
loud.
You are
Really
very
loud.
loud. It drives me crazy sometimes when I come visit you. I'm just like, oh my gosh, just shut up. And all of your kids are loud too. They
They
stand
have
up for you.
to loud is good. Like
Yeah.
you don't want a quiet house.
Your house echoes because of how high vaulted ceilings you have. It echoes in the house and it's like, woo.
Yeah, I'm loud because I want her to know that I'm here. And
Does she know you're there?
I mean, when I fill the room up with my body, I want to fill it up with my voice. And it doesn't take much to fill the room with my body now, so I
No.
got to let the voice match the body. I'm like, Daddy's home.
Is that why you guys chose the house with the big vaulted ceiling so it'd echo through that entire house?
No, we actually chose this house because we wanted to do swan dives off the balcony into the living room with, well, I did. I don't think she did.
When you decide to do that, record it so we can see it. It'd be awesome.
I have to get enough, those little gem ball things, that you can dive into. It's gonna take a lot, but
My
yeah,
gosh.
I don't know. I don't think I annoy her a lot, but I think if you were to ask her, she would say I do. I'm a man. My job's to annoy the woman in my life, right?
Not true. I don't know. What,
no, oh, I think it's written. I think there's it's in scripture somewhere that says, "Thou shalt annoy your wife." and I think it's in the fine print of "Thou shalt not commit adultery," and "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's."
Yes. Oh, so it's right underneath all of that.
Yep.
Oh,
it says, "Be annoying because you can't cheat on her, and you can't do this, and you can't do that." And she can't either, so you're stuck with me if I'm annoying. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you know, I think this is a question that I'm pondering about your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's got to be some joy in being single and some joy in dating right now. So
yes,
let's talk about that, because we focus a lot on the negative, but I mean, there's got to be some positive opportunities out there, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. You know, how long I've been divorced for? 8 years now.
Oh, I don't know. Nobody's counting, but 8 years, 7 days, and I think there was 3 months in there. But
September 22nd. So yeah. So. That was a day.
I was pretty close then. 7 days and three. Wow. It's pretty good. Yeah.
That's a celebration in our home, September 22nd. But
anyway. I think it's actually a national holiday right now. I'm pretty sure that got pushed through.
Oh my gosh. So I don't know. So, you know, I took this past five years to just, you know, focus on myself. And I'm like, you know, I think I really do. I really want my forever guy. I'm not saying I run a rush to the altar, but I'm wanting someone that I can spend my life with. You know, my kids are starting to grow up.
I don't want to be alone. Are you talking the marriage altar or the sacrificial altar? I mean, you did just dye your hair really dark, so going gothic, I mean, that might be sacrificial.
You know, I'm going through a lot right now. That's why I dyed it.
Like, you had to bring my hair into it, you jerk.
I know you would. Oh my gosh. No, I mean, I'm not saying I'm like ready to get married, but I definitely want somebody that I want to be serious with and, you know, have those moments with, because now my kids are big into their sports right now. And yeah, I have my dog, and maybe it's just better to just date my dog instead, because she's going to love me unconditionally forever. But I don't know. Good thing about being single is I don't have to answer to anybody. I don't. I come and go as I please. I cook what I want to cook. You know, I don't have a second parent in the house telling me how to raise my children. I can raise them the way I want them to be raised. I will have the final say in the house. And that makes me sound like a really bossy person. But I, you know, coming from an abusive marriage where I was constantly being told I had to obey him and what he wanted, I'm kind of very stubborn in my own way, where I'm going to say what I want to say and I'll do it my way. You know, I'm kind of liking that whole freedom of not having to answer to anybody. But
which is kind of, I guess that's kind of liberating and, you know, but I,
and
like,
since leaving him, I now own my own company. I would have never had that if I was still married to him.
Well, it's because you didn't have the confidence when you were married to him. He kept knocking you down. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, there's more rewards of being single, but it's also got the lonely parts to it too. And then when I do get the opportunity to go on a date, they just want to be friends only. Like my monk friend, he just wants to be friends. So it's just, it's like, why did you have yourself on a dating profile, but now we're just friends only? Like, it's just so confusing. It's confusing. So
it's,
I don't know.
I think it's because of your standards, right? They are looking for something beyond what you're willing to give up. And
well, then, you know, they need to like go on some kind of like date, like not even a dating website, more like a 24-hour hookup. I don't even know if they have something out there like that. But
that's what Tinder is, isn't it? The 24-hour.
No, I've never been on Tinder.
I mean, obviously, I've never been on Tinder. The dating sites didn't exist when I got married.
No, yes, that's the thing. It's just, I don't know.
The dating sites that were available when I was single was
chat rooms.
Chat rooms. Yahoo chat rooms. Hey, yep. you want to chat? You want a date? You want a cyber date? Let's cyber date, shall we? I got a cyber girlfriend. Yeah.
I have a webcam too.
Napoleon, you're just jealous that I'm online chatting with babes all day. That was our world, right? That's when I was dating. You're like, you're just jealous. You're just jealous that I found some babe on the chat room in Yahoo.
Oh, and waiting for the speed dial-up to come up on the internet. Oh, man.
Like, how did I
don't know.
I don't know. Here's... Because, well, I mean, we should peel the scab off on a few things that maybe our listeners do or don't know about us, but I was married before and got divorced, right? For a year.
Yeah.
And all you guys that were at my wedding were taking bets if it was going to last or not. Thanks. Appreciate that little information.
And I was the maid of honor and I was taking the biggest bet.
You probably won the bet. You're like, oh yeah, this thing's done in like 3 months. Easy.
I couldn't stand her. Ugh.
Nobody could. I couldn't stand her. That's why I divorced her. But like, I think I got lucky. I got really lucky that my wife fell into the same place I was working. And, you know, thanks to the God-given talents that I have for pickup lines and being able to, you know, flirt with girls, that I was able to snatch her up. But
so smooth.
I was smooth. I was really smooth. I don't know if you know this story, but I'm going to share it because I don't think everybody knows. My first, well, she doesn't call this the first date, but my very first date with her, because I counted as a first date, we were getting overtime. They were asking us to work late. And I turned around because we were working in that call center. And I turned around to her and I said, hey, if you work late, I'll take you out for ice cream. And she's like, okay. And she worked late with me and we went and got ice cream. And the rest is history. That's how I won her over. But that, yeah. I didn't have to ask her what she was wearing because I already knew what she was wearing. She had I think she had a t-shirt and jeans on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what I was attracted to her because one, she was absolutely beautiful, but
yeah, she is very pretty.
She was very fun to talk to. Mm-hmm. She still is. We still laugh and carry on. And I think that's what you need to find. You need to find somebody who's going to say, hey, if you work late, I'll take you out for ice cream.
Well, great. How is that going to work if I work from home?
You're going to have to hire them. You're going to have to hire your next boyfriend. They're going to have to work for you.
Oh, no, no, no.
You should post a wanted ad. Wanted. Intern. A live-in. Live-in intern. We'll give you all the training you need to be a perfect husband. Live-in intern. Husband intern. The ad. I think we could actually, this could be really good. Like, intern wanted must know how to say yes, say I'm sorry, and you're right. If you have all those things, perfect. Please apply here.
Yeah. Oh, and can cook and give really good foot massages. There you go. Cook
foot massages. Yeah. Well, okay, let's talk about the foot massages. I've seen the bunions on your feet.
You're not
getting anybody. You better get those things cut off. Ooh, just kidding.
For the audience listening to this, I do not have bunions.
We're really helping you in your cause to find anybody, because if this really goes viral, like we think it might,
it won't.
It probably isn't. Just an announcement to the five listeners that we have on this podcast. We know this is 2047. You're still listening to podcasts, but we're sorry. We never got past the first episode. Oh man, we're coming close to the end of our time here. So, are there any other things in dating or marriage that we didn't cover that we wanted to cover?
I don't know. We talked about a lot. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I actually did have, a question. Maybe we did talk about this a little bit, but, how do you protect yourself when dating online now? Like, that's a huge, right?
Scammers.
Oh,
gosh. You know, I don't know. I have been catfished so many times that it's not even funny. It's not. It's very humiliating and embarrassing. So what do you do? Because there's nothing you, unless, like, even if you do, like, a video chat, they're still not who they say they are, or they're probably a married man, or, you know, it's scary. And it doesn't help that even when I'm playing Scrabble Go, I have scammers, and they do the same thing. You know how you know if you have a scammer? Their wife died 3 years ago, and they're from Wisconsin. Why Wisconsin? I do not know, because come on, people. And funny thing is, they end up being from other countries. They're not American.
It's a lucrative business. It really is.
And it makes you sit there and wonder, like, are they all in the same kind of group? Because five men on Scrabble Go all told me the same thing, that their wife died 3 years ago.
Okay, hold on. We gotta stop here. You're finding dates on Scrabble Go?
No. No, I'm just playing Scrabble. And I used to have my picture on there, and then guys would start talking to me. But then I had to switch it to my dog because they wouldn't stop. Like, they were, like, wanting to physically, like, chat with me, and they wanted me to give them my email address and go out to Hangouts. I don't even know what Hangouts is. It's some kind of app or something. I have no idea.
It's a Google chat room. It's the Yahoo of Google.
And I'm like, I'm here to play Scrabble, and you're bugging me and demanding. And when they wouldn't leave me alone, I'd have to literally block them on Scrabble because they're like, no, I needed you to go to Hangouts right now. And it's just like, okay, block.
Like, listen here, I came here to play an old lady's game of Scrabble, and you are bothering me. I need you to stop chasing me. I'm not looking for a man, especially not a man from Nigeria. You got it? Mm-hmm.
You know what is the funny? The other funny thing is that there'll be these men that are like, "Oh, I'm a surgeon for so and so, but I'm in Syria right now," and I'm sitting there, interesting. But your vocabulary is like 90 score versus to my 200 or 300 score, and you're calling yourself a surgeon. You're like, come on.
Not all surgeons are bright.
Oh, come on!
You just know how to cut stuff.
When you're going, those are your only words you can come up with. You have a problem here.
It's because he's not playing Arabic Scrabble. He's playing English Scrabble. Come on. He's in Syria.
That goes right back to the whole thing. If you can't intellectually stimulate me, then buddy, you're just a waste of my time.
What is it about you that attracts the Middle East guys?
I don't know. What is it about the Africans that I attract? Why? Like, why is it just foreigners?
Okay, we can answer the African men.
Why?
Well,
I don't know why.
I think you should say, you know why. I can't say it. You should.
Because of my brown hair that I have?
It's your hair. It's that new brown, the big, beautiful brown hair you have. It's not anything else that's big on you.
You know, I will never understand where I got my big booty from, because it's none of our family members have one, and it's so frustrating. Like, I'm not talking about fat. I'm talking about booty, like the actual curvy, skinny waist booty. I'm starting to think maybe I was adopted, because nobody, like, come on. Not even my sisters have one.
All right. Well, for all of our siblings who are listening to this, should we tell her now, or should we hold off? Is this the right platform to tell her that she's not mom and dad's, or? Actually, here's what happened is, you know, dad cheated on mom, and that's why you got the big booty.
Oh, thanks. Wait. Wait, So mean. I had to sit there and think about that for a minute.
Oh my gosh. That was funny. Sometimes I wonder because of that reaction you just gave us, like, wait, huh, what? I wonder if all the effort in your DNA went to your butt and not to your head. Just
kidding. It's probably true. I think you know the pranks you pulled. Oh my gosh, it probably did go out of my butt.
Yeah. I have no other questions about how to date in this world, and I sure hope when my wife listens to this that I'm not having to date again.
You're gonna have to go to Target a lot for shopping, or you're gonna sleep on the couch for a while.
I mean, just last week I was walking around Hobby Lobby like a puppy dog saying, I don't want to date. You can get whatever you want. It's yours. Here you go. Like, I have the tables turned. In the 1950s, they were yes women. Now it's yes man. Yes man. Sure, anything you want, dear. I love you. You can. No, that's not why I do it. I generally like seeing my wife happy, but. Yeah. So, well, this has been fun. Hopefully, it's what we expected it to be. And until next time.